tea is spilled with your producers, Natalia,
Melanie,
Jocelyn,
Miguel.
And today we'll be talking about the Giver ending. Will Jonas and Gabe live or die? As you guys might know, that they live in a dystopian community where everything has to be perfect. Do we live in a dystopian community?
No,
we don't. So first we'll be talking about, what is Elsewhere? Well, Elsewhere is a place where they go when they're killed. Elsewhere is like heaven, the afterlife.
It's also a place where they go when they're escaped.
Now, we're going to be talking about why they're leaving. Miguel, why are they leaving?
They're leaving because the chief was being suspicious.
Why was the chief being suspicious? Or how was the chief being suspicious?
He was being suspicious. She was, excuse me. She was being suspicious because Jonas wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. His job is the receiver of memory, and he didn't complete his job.
And as you remember in the movie, the chief showed up to their house.
Yeah.
And she was forcing them to tell her what they do in his training.
Mm-hmm. Jocelyn, so what do you think? Do you think that they're leaving? Do you think that they should be leaving or they should stay?
What's another reason why they were leaving?
Another reason why they were leaving is because they're going to release Gabe.
Why were they going to release Gabe?
Because he wasn't at the exact weight limit that he was supposed to be.
Miguel, do you think that they should be leaving or staying?
I think they should be leaving.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
That's just my opinion.
On the other hand, I think they should stay because they don't know what they're getting themselves into.
But as well, I think they should leave because if they leave the certain limit, everyone was able to be free and experience everything.
Yeah, and
Gabe won't get killed. Yeah. What do you say, Miguel?
Or anyone will get killed. What do you say? What do you think about the releasing people?
I think that is a bad idea. Because everybody has to be happy.
Would you guys like living in a dystopian community?
Not really.
No.
No.
Explain why.
Because if I lived in a dystopian community, I won't be able to make my own choices.
Yeah.
Or like for them, the people choose their children, and they also choose their jobs, so they don't have a choice, like for what they want to do.
I agree with Melanie.
Now
I agree with her too.
The real question, do you guys think that they lived or died?
I think that they lived.
In my opinion, I think that they lived, and I hope they make a second book.
Do you think that they lived or died?
I think that they lived.
I think that it's like both, like half and half, because they might have gotten hypothermia.
And
because
died?
But at the same time, they were really close to a house, so they might have gotten in, like, in his memories.
Must have been hallucinating something.
Well, somebody said that it could have been a trap, that the community was setting a trap for Jonas and Gabe. So when they thought that they heard music and they thought they reached elsewhere, maybe it was just a trap. So why is Gabe being released again?
Because he wasn't at the exact weight limit that he was supposed to.
So you're saying he didn't meet the baby standards?
Yeah.
No. Weight was under the weight limit. They even tried weighing him three times and even like had him come to Jonas's house to like, take care of him, but he still didn't reach the limit, so they had to release him after the third try.
So why do Jonas and Gabe have a strong bond?
They both have a strong bond because they both have the same icon.
And there's some special connection. Miguel, what do you think about the story?
I think that the story was pretty good. It was interesting. And
you even read all of it?
Well, I read half of it, and then I continued reading it.
So you read all of it?
Yeah.
So what was your favorite part?
When they escaped.
Why was that your favorite part?
Because everybody has to be happy.
What was your favorite part, Natalia?
My favorite part is probably when Lily got her bike. That was probably my favorite part. Also mine.
Me too. All of us.
Yeah. My favorite part was when Jonas was gathering all his stuff and like for ready to go out to leave like Miguel.
Yeah.
he was leaving, but I like him, like, having everything ready when he was leaving, not exactly when he was leaving, because he experienced some rough stuff that he didn't really want to experience, but he was going to experience if he wanted everyone to be free.
That is it for today, and thanks for tuning in to Tea Spillers. Bye.
Bye.